We're going to talk NC State UNC, but how do you feel about the Wolfpack women bringing home another cross-country title when you are a naysayer about cross-country being a coachable sport?
First off, it's congrats. They won. I'm going to preface it. Congrats that they won.
It's a title for the Pack. A national title for NC State.
I saw the coach did an interview.
Yes.
And like for the life of me, I don't understand that when a cross country coach is giving an interview, like, what did you do today? How did you game plan? And
yes,
you did nothing.
There's a game plan.
You literally did nothing.
There's a game plan.
Your fast runners ran fast again and they won.
No,
congrats.
Do you go out fast? Do you try and settle into?
She did try to say like between 40 and 4,500 either meter or I don't remember the measurement. That's a place that they knew that you needed to be slow.
Look, strategy. And sure. I think a lot of coaches would say the least of their work. Like these soccer coaches in the World Cup, what are they doing on the side there? Like substituting somebody in?
Okay.
Maybe. They're probably getting it wrong half the time when they do it anyway. But yeah, most of the work is in the prep anyway. Kansas 77, NC State 71, looking even better for an NC State cover now. Don't get greedy and try to get the win, State. We'll see.
What was it, a must win? Isn't that what some people said for this game today?
I don't see how. No, this is not a must win for NC State. It has been a positive performance for NC State.
It was not a must win, but it was we've learned when it comes to NCAA tournament and getting in the tournament, if you're a bubble-ish team like NC State, being able to look back and having a win against a Kansas is probably a good thing to have on a resume if you're able to have it, especially because the rest of their non-conference schedule isn't great. But
sure.
It's fine. Like, they competed. It was a good game.
It was a good game. They will be able to take things from it, and they'll play another game or two in the Bahamas, right? Do you know who their next opponent will be?
I believe they'll play the loser of the Wisconsin and Dayton game.
All right, we'll see. It looks like Kansas is pulling it out here. Is State hit a foul? Oh no, this could be bad for the spread. If you got State in the points, it's going to be bad. All right, let's move on to games that are on people's mind this week. It is rivalry week, UNC NC State. You're going to join us to listen to some of these cuts because it's time for the Wall of Sound.
The Wall of Sound is a function of this studio. There's no doubt about it.
First up, Ben Finley will be the starting quarterback for NC State. He is the fourth quarterback they've played this season?
Yes.
Fifth.
Thayer Thomas has thrown it.
Come on. But that
remember early in the season, he was good for they were good for a trick play basically every game. I bet he has 5 pass attempts on the year.
He has taken snaps, but he has never been like listed as a quarterback.
Maybe he should have been.
We're not. Do you remember the game?
Thayer Thomas feels like a perfect video game guy where whenever you go and you pull up a team and you go to look at his ratings.
Sure.
Like, you see speed, you're like, okay, like 80.
Yeah.
And then it says, like, passing, like, 60 or 50.
You're like, maybe I should make this guy a quarterback.
A quarterback, and you just run around and throw it.
Do you remember NC State-UNC game? I think it was maybe the one they played in Charlotte one year, and it was towards the end of Mike O'Kane. And who was pre-bunting?
Torbush.
I think it was an O'Kane Torbush game, and I want to say UNC was playing with like a fullback at quarterback, and it was just gross. But it was like, this is the best we got. It's a question if that should have been for Thayer Thomas. All right, we're gonna have to go check the actual spread for NC State. Oh! A huge 3 lane for NC State. If you add the Pack and the points, you are a winner. They're going to lose 80-74 to Kansas. Big, big bucket. Who was that?
Number 14. KT Morsell.
Morsell with the big bucket and the cover if you add the Pack and the points. But here is Ben Finley talking about making his start against UNC.
I think last week was huge, just kind of building that comfort, you know, in the pocket and just learning from some of those things on the film. And I think I'm going to be a lot more comfortable back there now. We're just playing with who we got, and I think that the best I can give is, you know, the best I can do. You know, I'm just going to go out and do my best when my name is called. And other than that, yeah, just be comfortable.
How confident are you in, we're going to play with who we got, I'm going to give it my best, and that's the best I could do, Josh Goodson?
We talk about football is like the most simplistic sport, yet coaches make it sound like you have to take a senior level
graduate program.
The lead up was last week, Ben Finley had not taken any snaps like he's not dumb. He's been quarterback before. Like, he can receive a handoff. He'll be all right. I actually think last week he, for a guy that, you know, the coaches will say hadn't played any snaps all year, hadn't had any reps in practice all year, was on the scout team all year, he actually came in and gave State a vertical threat. So you'd have to think that a week of practice to be able to maybe get more in sync with receivers and such like that, it'll be a little bit more better.
I worry about him making he
threw a couple passes that they easily could have gone the other way, or
it looked
very
like,
close to disaster.
It looked like one of those where he's like, yes, he has made the plays, he knows the playbook, he knows where he's throwing, but maybe I wasn't used to somebody from a first team defense the other ACC team that's going to close that hole a lot faster. And even as he was like throwing, someone was like, oh, that's not going to work. So right. but it'll be a question of how much he learned. Speaking of quarterbacks, Dave Doran was asked about Drake May, who he'll be facing this Friday.
Yeah, he's a really good player in high school, and he was a good basketball player too. You know, he's just one of those guys that's a good athlete. He's got good spatial awareness, body control, balance. You know, he's faster and quicker than people give him credit. You know, I think he's pretty elusive. You can see his competitive spirit when he plays. He's accurate, gets rid of the ball on time, throws a nice catchable football. You know, he's a really good quarterback.
How does Dave Doran know that Drake May is a good basketball player? Does Dave Doran watch footage of Drake May playing football? Or is he just taking other people's word for it?
I bet he recruited him some.
Nah, that's probably true, too.
They know everything about everybody. I'm mad as a State fan because I like Drake May. I'm mad that I like actually have to go over there and want him to like do poorly. I'm not talking like get hurt,
right?
But I want to see you do and play really bad because he's been really good all year.
He is fun. I thought you were going to say you're mad because, normally if you're – well, NC State had a run of very good quarterbacks, right, Nero, right? Like several that
UNC's
just kept
had
coming.
Mitch Trubisky. I mean, he's had a great career
but
in the NFL.
UNC had fewer quarterbacks, but it seemed like, all right, Sam Howell, after he's gone, they'll have to rebuild on the quarterback position, right? And instead, it was just immediate success from back there. Then we had to have each coach talk about the rivalry, which meant that they really didn't say a whole lot about the rivalry.
Great respect for them.
Or just deflect and talk about when the game is played. Here's Dave Doran talking about UNC and the rivalry.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think rivalry games being at the end of the year is great, period. You know, I think the timing of that, just from a history standpoint and for all the teams that play them. When I first got here, we played them early one year, and it's kind of weird, you know, playing a team like that so early in the schedule. It's a long-standing game. I mean, it's the oldest rivalry in the league, back to 1894, you know, so wherever this falls on the calendar is meaningful, but I do like playing it last. I think just this week of college football is pretty awesome. You get to see all the different rivalry games.
Look at Dave Doran reading the game notes. Name checking 1894, longest rivalry. Wow. Dave Doran, well done. All right, let's hear Mac Brown talk about the rivalry.
NC State's a very emotional game. It's a rival game. And I've always said that fans are the ones that create rivalries because they work together and they go to church together and they see each other at the grocery store and they pick at each other all the time. And we've got three of them here that are really important to this university when you got Wake and Duke and State. And all those games are very, very important. And then a lot of our people have, again, spend time with Virginia and Virginia Tech. So there's really like five rivals here. So the game's very, very important.
I love how he says Duke.
He's got
it's like a D-E-W. It's a D-E-W-K.
It's like there's a southernness to it, I think. Duke.
Or like D-Y-U-K-E.
Yeah, there's a Y in there. Duke. I've got friends' parents who have that same pronunciation of the long U that way. All right, taking the rivalry out of it for a second. That is the wall of sound. That's the last you'll hear from the coaches before the game, unless you listen to the pregame shows where they talk to their Jones Angel and Tony Haynes for the interview. Where do you stand as an NC State fan on the Dave Doran era? We talked to Chip Patterson earlier about his predictions of the coaching carousel spinning. Seems like there's potentially a landing spot in Nebraska if there was mutual interest. There are other jobs that are open. There are Some who say there's no reason to fire Dave Doran. There's some who say there's frustration because there's lack of division titles and AC championships and bigger bowl games and things like that. Maybe not capitalizing on their moments. Where do you stand with assessing the Dave Doran era and what you'd like for the future of NC State right now at their head coaching position?
I agree. I don't think you can fire him. Let me
say.
And the people that want to, the people that say you can't fire me, they win a lot of games. And as a fan, even though they haven't got the moment yet, like won the big game that either gets them into a championship game or gets to a New Year's Six Bowl, they've been in the conversation, especially in the ACC and even you could say nationally to an extent into November, basically the last 5 years minus, was it 2019? Yeah, 2019 was like the bottom out, all the injuries. So as a fan, like being in the conversation and being playing in games in November that, you know, if you win this game, then the next game's really important. That's a good place to be.
Yes.
Right? And that's I try to tell myself that college football is really not set up for anyone outside of like name the top 10 blue bloods to be really, really good over and over and over again. I think it's a little, I went back and looked in 2017, 2018, 2021 in this past year. They've had big games in November. They haven't won any of them. Is that coaching? Sure, maybe, probably. Right. Is it bad? Is it just random statistical anomaly? Probably just random
luck.
So
if you have five big games, the odds of you going over five are right. Very low.
And they haven't been blown. It's not like they've had any of those games. They haven't been blown out. There's the Emeka Emezi goal line year at Wake Forest. There's Wake Forest last year, which was a close game. There's
you win that, you're in an ACC title game, right?
The BC game this year, they would have had to win out, but they had a New Year's Six chance on the line, but they only lost by one. It's not like they're getting blown out. So I don't think they can fire him, but something needs to change, and maybe it's one of those things where both parties – you would hope that Dave leaves and hasn't. I would hope that he is able to parlay him being so good at NC State into a job potentially in the Big Ten, who has a lot of money, and someone comes and says, "Here's $8 million a year. You're in the conversation. Take the job." And if he comes back, great. If he leaves, I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world.
I'm with you on the you cannot fire the guy. If you do that, then he's been a victim of his own success.
Yes,
because he's raised.
The floor of NC State is
like seven wins.
Right.
You think you're going to win seven wins.
Good.
That's a great place to be. And then you hope to be at 8 or 9, and then you hope that things break that you get to 10 and 11. Yep. And when you're at 10 and 11.
He's done the 8 and 9, but he hasn't had the break to get to 10 and 11.
Yeah, 10 or 11.
And then
wins.
This year has just been an odd year because the hype was the hype, but I don't think it was so much when you have players coming back and they were good the year before. There's going to be hype for them to
to
be good, and I think from day one the if anything if he comes back if as a fan I'd want there's got to be some either his own philosophy of how you need to win games in 2022 offensively like has to change or changing an offensive coordinator
because
you can't play these games of we're gonna go get a lead. And then sit on it
and try and beat you 14-10,
like because they're not Alabama, who is so much more talented than the other team. That talent's going to win out. State still isn't the most talented team across the nation. So this year's just been frustrating.
It's an interesting time. And the other thing is they could beat North Carolina, play some pretty good SEC team in the bowl game and win that. And you're like, well, wait a minute, that's not a
yeah.
If you're going 9-3 and you're beating North Carolina and you're beating a legit team in a bowl game, you cannot be upset about that if you live in North Carolina and you pull for a Division I team. Those are good seasons.
I will say to the fans who are like, if we fire him, which I don't think they will, but if they fire him or if he leaves, like if he gets pushed out, and there's a lot of fans who are like, well, who are we going to get that's better, right? That's the next thing. I agree, but the difference now is with transfer portal and NIL, there's no such thing as like a long-term rebuild. Have to you can get good really quick. And you don't. So I'm not saying the coaches are relevant, but the game has changed in terms of personnel and getting good players. There's really no such thing as a bare cupboard unless you just don't have the funds ready to replenish it.